The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And also, hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, if you are, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also watch us on Twitch. Put your comments there if you like. First hour, a lot of football. Well, a little bit of Mac, a little bit of home repair.
Yeah.
And people keep telling me, why didn't you just go tell them to turn the music off? Because they're going to be in my house all day and I'm going to leave. I don't want to pee in on my stuff because I was a jerk.
I don't think they would pee on your stuff.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't want to be a jerk. And besides, yeah, the music was loud, but it's not like I could hear it over the damn table saw.
That's true.
So finally, I just did. You know, I feel bad for the older dog. I just said, "Hey, you're on your own. You know, sorry, it's loud." Just kind of gave me that look like, "Thanks, buddy." But you know, hopefully they're done with it by the time I get home, because that's. Yeah, that's never fun having people in your house.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, you want to get into sitting around in your underwear time.
Well, yeah, because it's like it's a Tuesday night, so it's not really any sports to watch.
Right.
So I want to get caught up on. I did get caught up on some TV today before the banging started, but I got the.
Wait, who was?
No, the like.
Oh.
That
oh.
kind of banging. Yeah, dude.
It doesn't happen at your house.
It's not me, if it is. But
is your wife still home up there with one of those contractors?
I think she was at work, but I guess she was at work because I dropped her off.
That's
but,
blatant.
She could have snuck back. I don't know. But, yeah, so I watched Rick and Morty Episode 3, which was hilarious, as always. It was it was making fun of heist movies, really heist and con man movies. And so everyone has a twist, so it was very funny. And I watched Watchmen Episode 6, which, as much as I praised last week's episode, this was not good. And now I'm back to, I don't know. Because what they did was
are they releasing them 1 week at a time?
Yeah, it's HBO's doing. You know how it is. You're going to wait till the end and watch them all.
Yes.
Unless they have more like this one. But no, last week was basically the origin story of one character and was really well done. And I don't mind that occasionally. But then when you come back the next week and do the same thing with a different character who's not as interesting... And it just, I'd be curious anybody else who watched it if they had the same impression, but I thought it was pretty weak.
Well, after the game, I watched an episode of Peaky Blinders. And actually, I shouldn't say after the game. I turned the game off with about 4 minutes left.
You made it a lot longer than
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, enough was enough. But on this episode of Peaky Blinders, the gypsies were posing as a road working crew. And these Scottish guys came up on them. These guys who they don't like gypsies and Jews, and but basically they don't like anybody who's not Protestants. They don't like Catholics. And they were like, "We're gonna have to get you out of here." And they had already killed this gypsy dude's son, and they snuck attack him. And the guy whose son was dead took a bucket of tar and poured it on this dude's face.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get on that show.
Yeah.
Tar on the face. That's it.
He was messed up.
Yeah. I've recorded. I'm going to go back and do season one again because I tried it and I couldn't understand what they were saying.
And, all right then.
But I've been around enough English speak now. I should be able
all
to
right,
figure it
Fred,
out.
All right, Fred. You'll get this. No problem.
See, it's because I like the higher class English.
This isn't that.
Well, you know, have you ever watched that movie Legend about the Cray brothers?
No.
That's right up your alley. And they kind of talked. It's Tom Hardy, too.
Oh, I do like Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he plays both the brothers. And it's very well done, but it is hard to understand the first time you watch it. But now that I think I've got that down, I might be able to handle Peaky Blinders. Hey, can I just throw something out? Kind of an I told you so thing?
Well, first I want to make note. My computer is still at 88%.
Nice.
We're an hour into the show.
You might actually make it to the end without your cord.
There's been a game. There's been a game changer, guys.
I might have to run out in the middle of a session.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. You guys don't get to see this. Well, I guess you do if you're watching on Twitch. But usually about between 6:25 and 6:45 every day, Aaron has to run in with the charge cord.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to happen anymore. How about that? You know, I don't want to say anything, but there's all these rumors now that say that the Angels are going to spend whatever it takes to land Garrett Cole.
Okay. Don't you like to hear that if you're Garrett Cole?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we don't care what anybody else is bidding. We're going to outbid him. Garrett Cole's like, yes.
Yeah, there's going to be some other teams, but I want it noted for the record. I told you guys he was going to the Angels when we got back from Los Angeles, and I've been consistent about that, and I even gave you a number. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's been the number one landing spot basically all along. I honestly thought the only spots I could see him going were the Angels and the Yankees.
I know the Giants are going to probably try to get in there.
I think anybody besides those two teams is about a 5% chance. Hmm. The Angels are his home. The Yankees are his favorite team growing up. I mean, those are the two teams that have a bunch of money to throw around.
Yeah.
I mean, it pretty much makes sense. And his wife wants to be in a major market.
Well, from what I understand, his wife wants to be in California.
Okay. So, well, there you go.
And that usually is your determining factor. But I do think
happy wife, happy knife, said OJ. Life.
Yeah, knife. I like that.
So I forget if that's an OJ quote or somebody else had happy wife, happy life.
I think no knife, happy wife, no knife.
Hello, Twitter world. It's your old friend OJ. Happy wife, happy knife. I mean life. Can you delete that? Let's do a retweet of that. I mean, redo a tweet. OJ. Silly OJ. Silly juice.
Daddy juice.
Hey, Lee. 3, 2, 1. All right. I tried.
Yeah, you did.
I realized Lee had been on hold for 45 minutes.
And you wanted to give him an opportunity, and he wasn't there.
Jordan on Facebook wants to know what you guys think of Tech getting 10 points against Texas.
You know what? We'll go over some lines in the 6 o'clock hour. I don't know. I don't know that. I sure can't play Texas right now.
Nope. Were there any games that jumped out at you that you were like, oh, I got to get some money down on this one as soon as the line came out?
No.
Okay.
There were some games that I liked, though, that I'm going to keep an eye on. But again, it's just one of those things, man. It's in my head right now after this weekend. I need to get some space away from that. And as soon as I do, I'm on tilt right now.
Okay.
And there's some games that ordinarily would jump right off at me that I'm kind of like, I don't know. It's like I said, there's two hockey games tonight I should play. But, after not being close on last night, I'm kind of like, okay, maybe just step back a little bit, dude.
The one game that as soon as the line came out, I said, oh, I'm going to have to get some of that action was Notre Dame. And I think that they're going to dog stomp Stanford. Stanford, who's struggling right now, they're sputtering in. And Notre Dame has just been going out and kicking people's teeth in. Brian Kelly's on kind of a mission to prove that he's still the guy there. Yeah. And sorry, Stanford, you're in the way of that. So I expect – and Stanford's not very good. You lose to Cal, you're not very good. You still got a backup quarterback, Stanford? Okay. Yeah, I think that's a dog stomping.
I kind of like TCU inside of 2 touchdowns against West Virginia. That Memphis-Cincinnati line is a little higher than I thought it would be. It actually opened 9 and went to 11.
God, Cincinnati's been so bad lately that, like, I think everybody's saying Memphis is the team.
But they're good enough on defense. If you can just kind of get past, I mean, they've been winning those games.
They haven't been playing Memphis either.
No, and Memphis can run away and hide. But I also feel like Cincinnati's got very similar to Temple in how they play defense, and that's the one team that was able to beat Memphis. But that number is a little much for me. And a
little rich.
Yeah, and App State minus 13 at Troy. I'm looking more at the over there, I think, which is 62.5. App State's really good, and I think there's still some value there. I can't go against your Service Academy being favored by a certain amount with UH, but I think Navy's going to win the game pretty easily. It's 8.5 is that number.
It's inside double digits.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm leaning Navy there.
I do like Army, though, against Hawaii.
Yeah, what's the number there?
3.5.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. Shopping for electricity rates can be a painful experience. Tri-Eagle knows that, and they said, you know what? Let's make it less painful. Let's make it better. They're a born and raised in Texas company that they provide simple fixed rates. And what does that mean, you might ask? That means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. There's no gimmicks, no surprises, no gotchas. You'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. Lock in your rate for 12, 24, or 36 months. Avoid rate hikes and lock it in now. Tri-Eagle Energy, they keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. And they've got a great discount for our listeners. Just use the promo code ESPN when you sign up. What are you waiting for, guys? 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064. No, I'm not regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh. We're no regular. We're no regular.
We're no regular. No, I'm not regular. Ooh. You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And mentioned, did a couple videos with Raheel. One of them's up on SportsMap right now.
I can't work with Raheel right now with that mustache.
I did
so uncomfortable.
I did one of the videos. I just told him I was very happy to work with Pakistani Freddie Mercury, and we will rock you. So, but yeah, this is three reasons the Patriots could be had this time around. But that's a little misleading because I still don't think the Rockets are going to win. Texans are going to win the game.
I'm almost certain the Rockets are going to beat the Patriots.
But there might be
a troll job, but I'm saying 0% chance.
If they're ever going to get them, I mean, at least they have them at home this time.
That's true.
And usually it would take, 35 points to beat the Patriots. I think 21 might do it this time. The problem is I don't know if they can score 21. I think this is going to be another one of those grind games like they played against the Colts, like they played against the Panthers, like they played the first time against the Jags. And the Patriots are winning those right now. Now, so are the Texans. They've only lost the one, really, to the Panthers.
I still think when you're trying to decide what the Texans will be able to do against the Patriots, the easiest thing is to think about, are they going to be able to run the ball? And the last time I said, will the Texans be able to run the ball, was when they played the Chiefs. And they ran the ball really well.
Yeah.
Now, the Chiefs... The Patriots defense is better than the Chiefs. Like their run defense, when I say that the Patriots are weak against the run, I mean relative to what they are against the pass. The Patriots are a legit defense across the board. The Chiefs are a bad defense across the board.
Right.
They're just better at stopping the pass than the run slightly. So I say, will you be able to run against this Patriots team? It's not going to be as easy. But I do think if they're going to beat the Patriots, they have to establish the run because you're not going to beat that team through the air. Nobody is.
Well, I mean, I don't know because they've only had really two teams on their schedule that you look at and say, hey, these are good football teams. The best teams they're playing are coming up. And one was the Ravens, where they got housed. And and the Cowboys game, I kind of have to – I don't want to draw a line through it, but with the weather and everything else, nobody was really able to do anything on offense. I think they can be had. I just don't know if the Texans are good enough to have them. And
They can be had. They've been had once this year.
Yeah, but look at their schedule. And that's the thing. This is why I can't keep acting like these are same old Patriots. I know the record's great, but what's their best win?
But it's kind of the same thing I say about in college football. Who's played a tough schedule? There's only like five good teams. Nobody's played three of them.
Yeah, and they've taken care of everybody they're supposed to. But again, what is their best win other than the Cowboys?
No, it is the Cowboys. I mean, I think at the Eagles is pretty good still. It's not a great win. I think, you know, the Browns at Buffalo is a pretty good win. You know, I think people could say what they want about Buffalo. That's not an easy team to beat up, especially there. And that's a quality win. They beat the Patriots before they lost Roethlisberger.
You mean the Steelers?
Or the Steelers, yeah.
Yeah.
And they beat them convincingly. So I don't think that their schedules
didn't they lose Roethlisberger
during that game? Yeah.
So
well, he didn't slip on a banana peel. They beat him.
Still, I mean, but it's not like they've gone in and beaten.
But again, who's played a great schedule? Who's that team?
Well, I would say nobody's played like three good teams yet. I mean, I think. Well, I'll take that back. I think the Ravens have played a pretty good schedule here over the last month.
Well, they're about to, I mean, because they're playing the 49ers next week.
Yeah.
It's about to be.
And you know what? They beat they went out and lost to the Seahawks, but that was a close game.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
The Ravens won at Seattle.
Okay. That's right. They did win at Seattle.
Yeah. They lost at the Chiefs early in the year.
Yeah, that's right. The Chiefs and the
Chiefs
Browns.
And the Browns have beat them.
But yeah, now that's not really fair because right now they're playing better than everybody else. But yeah, they played a really tough schedule, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, they also.
They played the Chiefs before the Chiefs were really a mess.
Yeah.
They beat the Patriots when no one else has. I mean, the last 2 weeks, I don't know how good the Texans or the Rams are, but they made them look not good at all. So, boy, I didn't see that. Matt Skura is going to have season-ending surgery on that knee, Ravens center. So, the weakest part of their offensive line gets weaker without a center now. That's a tough break for them. But, again, I don't know what's going to slow this team down.
Yeah, I think the Saints have played a pretty good schedule, I think. They won at Seattle, and they were doing a lot with Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback.
That's true.
They beat Seattle. They beat Dallas. And again, I don't know what Dallas is, but I mean, I still think that's a good win.
Well, then you got to give the Patriots that win, too.
Well, that's what I said. That's their best win.
Yeah.
Maybe Bills. I guess we'll find out. So.
I mean, the Saints, but they've beat the Cowboys, Seahawks, Texans.
It's three pretty good wins.
Yeah. I mean, that was like that's all in the first 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Since then, Bucks, Jags, Bears, Cardinals, lost to the Falcons, Bucks, Panthers. So.
Yeah, and Panthers is not a good win now. I mean, it was earlier in the
season.
Yeah,
and it didn't look good as a win either. That was an ugly win.
Yeah, that's not a game that should have been that close.
Yeah, they're not beating their chests about that, I don't think.
No. And, yeah, the Cowboys, I think, have played an okay schedule, but they've lost every good team on it.
Yeah.
And the Jets.
I think it's a lot easier to say, like, what's your best win? And if you look at a team and they've got a couple really quality wins, okay. Because, like, the Seahawks have lost to the Ravens. They lost to the Saints. But they also won at the 49ers.
Yeah.
Nobody else has. So you got to give them some kind of credit there.
But getting back to it is, no, I don't think the Texans are going to beat them. But I think if they're ever going to, this is their time. Their offense is going to be completely healthy for the most part. I think you're going to have their offensive line will be healthy. You got Will Fuller out there. Now, I say over under on Will Fuller 10 plays before the hammy goes. But you'll have those guys healthy. I'm pretty sure Gilmore will lock up on Hopkins. And
Lamont was asking me earlier, if I had a vote for defensive player of the year, it'd be Stephon Gilmore right now. I mean, he's been phenomenal this year.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I can't even think about who the defensive player.
Well, he was asking if there's been a standout in years past, like there was Donald and J.J. Watt. I said,
yeah, it's not Donald this year.
I think he's in the conversation, but I don't think there's a runaway winner like there has been. Like, Aaron Donald's not going to finish with 20 and a half sacks.
Right.
So I
and
think
his team's not going to be very good.
Right.
Is going to come into play.
I said, I think you're looking at Stephon Gilmore. I think either of those Bosa brothers you can hear an argument for.
Yeah, I would definitely make an argument for those guys, too.
So I think there's some, and I think Minka Fitzpatrick, although the Steelers aren't great, but my goodness, you talk about turning a defense from awful to good with one guy. I think Minka Fitzpatrick should get looked at.
And he won't get any consideration because his team is awful, but Chandler Jones is having a hell of a
year
for Arizona.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think it's hard to tell, right? You know, you laugh at this. But look at what that defense has done since Marcus Peters has got there. He's tied for the lead with interceptions.
Dude, I don't laugh at that. I've been telling you, I love Marcus Peters. I've loved Marcus Peters since he was in college. I still think the Texans should have taken Marcus Peters. Even if they threw him out after 3 years because he's a pain in the ass, you still would have gotten three better years than you got out of Kevin Johnson.
I would have given up more than what the Ravens did to get him this year.
Yep.
Again, going all in this year. I don't think he's going to last beyond this year. Maybe he lasts into next year before he melts down. But for this year,
yeah, I don't want to be I don't want to be the team that pays him big money,
right?
But I'll be the team that trades away a junky draft pick for him. Certainly,
absolutely. So, anyway, by the way, you can go see the video where we kind of get more in depth on it. But I'm hopeful that they can finally beat him, but. Yeah, I just don't see it until they do. And here's what I keep coming back to. And again, I think this is their best chance because they've got them at home, which they never get to play these guys at home. It's always in Foxborough. And it's not a playoff game, which, you know, give them no chance there.
Yeah.
But I keep coming back to one thing. Bill O'Brien's record against the Patriots. 0-5, average score is 30-15. And that now, if you
is
just,
that good enough to cover most of the time?
Not, no, it's not gonna be good.
But
enough
what about when they wear those Letterman jackets? What's the record?
Okay, that was Kubiak.
What's the record in Letterman jackets?
Maybe was that Kubiak or was that O'Brien when they went to Letterman jackets?
That was Kubiak because that was when they were. Yeah. What was it?
They thought they were good. Yeah.
That year.
Yeah. Well, as far as covering goes, outside of three, I mean, I think it's this kind of looks like a field goal game again. And it's just like the reason I thought the Colts would cover 3.5 last week. It looked like a field goal game either way. So from that perspective, I might be on that end. And one thing I will probably do, though, is I'll probably do what you've been doing all year is under on the Patriots game.
No question. It's an easy moneymaker.
Yeah, and I think that – and that's why I think that the Patriots are probably going to win this. Because
Pats unders, Bears unders.
Yeah.
Book it.
Yeah, well, and boy, those Bears, man. That you want to talk about a disappointment. All right, guys, you know what's not going to be disappointing?
No, never.
Sleeping in sheets from Brooklinen. And, man, this is a great time this holiday season.
Not just sleeping in them.
No, there's all
rolling around in them a little bit, you know what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, they're so comfortable. And,
that's right.
And they're classy, and they're affordable. And, guys, these things are great, and the wife has insisted that we get them on for all of them now because we had one set of them and for both the sheets and the pillowcase covers, and it's just, I mean, it makes a difference. You sleep so much better. It feels fantastic, and it makes a fantastic gift, and you're going to love the price, and you're certainly going to love the quality.
Dude, I mean, it's crazy quality, and it's really, really good stuff. Like, and if you like softness, you like comfort, Brooklinen has it all. They're having their biggest sale ever. It's happening right now for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all the sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. And the only way to get access to the biggest event ever and free shipping, go to brooklinen.com, BROOKLINEN.com before December 3rd. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life. My celly laced me up and got me straight.
He answered 1,000 questions. Did he to get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
Behold the king. The king of kings.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's time for star of TV, star of radio, star of newspapers, Jerome Solomon, Chronicle columnist, host of Houston Sports Show on KPRC Channel 2, also on ESPN 97.5 on Sunday mornings. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen.
It's not morning. What are you? Would you drink last night or what?
Are you overseas or what?
The kids are out of town, so yeah, I'm on a different schedule. I got the house to myself. I can walk around in underwear now.
Oh, so, good for you. I do that regardless. Get out of here, kids. I'm in my underwear.
Oh, I don't have that power here.
Yeah, well, with great power comes great responsibility, as Spider-Man once said. Jerome, we've been talking about the Texans' chances against the mighty Patriots this week. And do you have anything that tells you this will be different than any other time they've played the Patriots?
This one, actually, I get a sense that it might. The Patriots are not that good. I mean, they've got a really good defense, but their offense is so bad. And I do expect the Patriots, I know you guys were talking about Brady and Belichick earlier, I expect the Patriots to find another gear at some point during the season. I just don't know if it'll be this week. And the Texans, the way they operate, I would not be surprised if they played well enough to get a win here this weekend and get everybody all excited so they can go and lose a game or two down the road, but they shouldn't. You know what I mean? It's just, that's just who they are. They're not good enough to be good every week, but they're good enough to be good on a certain week, and this could be one of those weeks.
Yeah, well, we talked about this video I did with Raheel where there's three reasons they could do it, and I think one thing is they are playing at home, which they almost never get a chance to play these guys at NRG.
Right.
And
I mean, that makes a difference. I mean, clearly, Foxborough is not a place the Texans like to visit at all. And that last game against the Colts that Thursday night was the crowd wasn't even into it, and they had to bring the crowd along because they just gotten smoked a few days early in Baltimore. It was dead. It was a weird night and late arriving crowd. It's because of traffic, but I think part more of it was about people just weren't that excited about watching them play. This Sunday night it should be rocking. I would assume that people will show up and be ready to go, and the place will be really getting going. But their pass rush has been so bad, and it's just, I know Brady's going to figure it out at some point. It could very well be this week because the Texans don't cover that well. They don't rush the passer, and it's this kind of team that if Brady is smoking, the Texans are going to have trouble keeping up because the Patriots' defense is good.
Yeah, and isn't he due for a game like that? I do think that I like some of the additions the Texans have made on the back end. I think Conley's got a chance to be decent, and so I think they're better back there. But realistically, if Brady, although I guess Brady doesn't really have any receivers other than Edelman right now.
That's the Patriots' biggest problem is he doesn't have the weapons, And I haven't watched every one of their games closely enough to see if Brady is losing it, but I know he's not losing it so much that he's, you know, throwing for less than 200 yards because he doesn't have the arm. That's not it. It's got to be the receivers aren't there. And Gronk was such a game changer for them over the last decade that take that off of any offense, and it's a completely different ballgame they're playing, and they haven't adjusted well to it at all.
Well, what this Patriots team has that, you know, they've not always had is they've got an elite pass defense, at least. I said you can run on this team, but they're giving up about 150, 160 yards a game through the air, and you've got to figure out a way to run the football in this game. Do you think that Carlos Hyde is that guy you can throw it on his back and say, okay, go beat the Patriots for us? Because I don't know if Deshaun is going to be able to beat this team because there's not been a quarterback who's gone out and beat him. Other than the one quarterback who did something that no one else can do.
Well, that's the thing. It's not no one else can do. No one else can do it as well as Lamar Jackson does. Deshaun can do that. I I mean, that's what he can do. He hasn't relied on his legs very much, but I'd be shocked if his running isn't a huge part of the game plan this week. I mean, it'd be poor coaching if it isn't, because, yeah, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he's maybe the next best running quarterback in the league, or close to it anyway, in terms of he can move the ball in large chunks by running it. And Texans, when they committed to the run, they do damage there. And they're not going to be able to throw for 300 yards with Deshaun completing 30 passes. But Will Fuller, until he gets hurt again, stretches the defense and opens up some things that they can get a few big plays to keep, you know, the Patriots honest, and they're able to run the ball. The Patriots defense is just good. I'm not expecting the Texans to go up and down the field, but I do expect them to make some plays. And the only way they're going to do it is to run the ball. And Carlos Hyde, no, he's not a guy you go, we're going to give it to you 30 times and pound this defense, because you'll be doing a whole lot of three and outs. The Patriots will lock in on that pretty quickly. They need Deshaun to do some fake, you know, handoffs and run it himself and really make big plays. And it's going to be on him. I mean, that's the team that they have, that it's on Deshaun. When he plays well, when he makes big plays, the Texans can win.
One of the things that, and I think you talk about, I believe what you believe, is at some point the Patriots are going to take another, you know, basically move to another gear. I'm not going to be shocked if it's this week, because I think this is a tough matchup in terms of what Brady can do offensively, even without a bunch of weapons, because they're not going to get pressure on him. And when you give him time, then he's going to sit there and dink and pick those little passes apart. He's going to pick on whatever cornerback is struggling. If Jonathan Joseph is out there, whoever he's guarding, he's going to pick on him. I kind of feel like the Texans defense isn't good enough to keep him in check.
Yeah, that is an issue, because, I mean, I love J. Joe. He's my guy, but, you know, he has to play 12 yards off people. And Tom Brady loves that. He'll nitpick you for 7-8 yards every snap if you're giving him that. And he'll gladly take that. And so they have to decide, are they willing to risk the big play versus letting Brady nickel and dime on the desk? Because unlike most teams, the Patriots can nickel and dime you to death, and they don't drive 70 yards and then turn it over. You know, like you want to do that bend but don't break against them? No, that doesn't work, because if you bend, they'll make you break, because they will score. So it's not a great matchup for the Texans at all, except that the Patriots, it's ridiculous that we're actually saying how poorly the Patriots are playing, and they've got the best record.
Yeah, they're okay.
Like, what? But that's what they do. They're so good that we expect them to be great all the time.
Yeah, and I think it's just, I don't know, man. I still look at this Texans team, and I keep going back to 0-5, O'Brien versus Belichick, and I think I think they'll keep it close, and that wouldn't be a bad result, frankly, because, you know, you are talking about the best team in the league.
Yeah, but we're still it's a
moral victory Monday.
Is that the sad state of affairs in the whole state of Texas football, where a buddy of mine who's an Aggie was like, "Well, we didn't get embarrassed, so that was a good thing." I'm like, really? Not getting embarrassed at Georgia is something you can hang your hat on, and UT and Cowboys are doing. It's like, what is going on? Where you're like, well, it's a good result if they stay close. No, it's not. You're at home on a Sunday night against a team that hasn't scored a lot of points. Staying close is not good enough. You're supposed to be well enough, good enough to win that kind of a game. You position yourself to be where you can be in the hunt for something really good later on in the season. And did the 1 week at Baltimore really erase all of that? I mean, it erased it mathematically in some ways, but it shouldn't erase their goal of, you know, long term. And so they can end the season with wins over Kansas City and the Patriots. And yeah, Baltimore got you, but you're like, we'll see them down the road. The Texans should be thinking that way. Whether they can do it or not is a whole different story.
I do want to say, I think it's a little misleading to say the Patriots can't score. They put up 33 the Steelers the first week, 43 on the Dolphins. I mean, who cares? It's the Dolphins.
Yeah, but 30, first couple weeks of the season,
30 on the Jets. Dolphins. No, but then they put up 33 on the Redskins, 35 on the Giants, 33 on the Jets again, 27 on the Browns. And they still scored 20 against the Ravens, which nobody else has done. So,
any of those teams any good?
No, of course not, which is what we were talking about earlier. But the point is, to say they can't score, I mean, some of those teams' defenses ain't much worse than the Texans, man.
Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying the Texans will shut them down. I'm saying the Patriots' offense isn't that good. So they're not as good
as they've been in the past, but I think to say they can't score is a little misleading, that's all.
Yeah, I may have put a bit much on it, but they could have another bad day. I mean, and it's and because they've had enough bad days. And again, I'm comparing the Patriots to the Patriots.
Right.
And it's unfair, but it's their fault. They win all the damn time.
And I think AJ had a really good analogy yesterday. The Patriots are kind of a sexy Bills. If you just looked at the teams, you'd go, yeah, you know what? They're kind of similar.
AJ and his Bills, he just won't let it go, will he?
I mean, listen,
I actually think he made a good point for once, though. So
just once, just this one time, yeah.
Anytime you slip the Bills in there, it throws me off. Cause I talk about a team I do not believe in. It's the Bills. And I didn't believe in the 49ers until the last couple of weeks ago. You know what? It's time to drop that hate. These guys are pretty darn decent. I haven't seen that yet from the Bills.
I mean, 8-3, it's a big deal.
All right. Well, is the family at least coming back for Thanksgiving, or you got that by yourself too?
No, I'm done until they're not coming back till the weekend.
So. Oh, good for you.
Nice.
Well. Yeah, it's like party time around here where I'm sitting around doing nothing.
What are you drinking tonight?
Yeah, I'm drinking Dr. Pepper.
Oh, come on. I know Dr. Pepper doesn't mix well with Jack.
Well, hey, if you want to get into some mischief this week, give me a buzz, man.
All right, will do.
All right, that's Jerome.
One thing you did say earlier that cracked me up, and I know you talked through it, but you said you don't even like people at your house, especially strangers. So I was like, that's true. Fred don't like people over there at all. He'll invite you over, but then he'll go, let's go somewhere else.
No, I invite certain people over, okay? You happen to be one of those. It's a very small list. So there.
I'm not on that list.
Yeah, AJ's not on that list. Aaron's not on that list.
I don't make that list.
Yeah, I'm barely on it. He's like, come in the house. Now go out on the balcony. Fred, I got to be on the balcony. I can't be in the house.
So the dogs don't eat you. I'm trying to protect you.
Fred doesn't let white people in the house.
Now that's true. All right, bud. Have a good one, guys. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Later. Same
year. All right. That's Jerome Solomon. And Lamont talking about how he's baffled by his talk of Brady not having any receivers. But he's talking about historically who he's made. Right now, he's got a little bit of a problem because Sanu's been out. Dorsett's out. So he's got Edelman. N'Keal Harry's finally healthy, so you're seeing some of him.
He looks like he can be good, too.
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. But right now, they don't have... I mean, if you had all four of those guys, yeah, he'd turn them into something. But, you know, and if they get one of them back, they'll be pretty good. But right now, he doesn't have... And he hasn't really had them. And, yeah, I agree, he makes receivers. But we were talking specific to this team and this week, not historically. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On Thanksgiving, all over America, families sit down to dinner at the same moment. Halftime.
Happy Thanksgiving from ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hey, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Man, I this is why I hate Twitter. I really want to respond to this guy, but it's a waste of my freaking time.
Is he an egg?
No. It's something called Kala Boo Boo. And, you know, the sports map tweet goes out with You know, it's got me and Raheel tagged on it. And it,
okay.
And I guess I'll just say three reasons the Patriots could be had this time around. If you actually watch the video, I said what I just said. They're going to lose. The Texans are losing the game. I mean, O'Brien's record, everything else, I feel like they're going to lose the game. But if you had to watch the video to actually know that. So this person says, blah, 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 still going to lose.
Okay.
I kind of want to respond.
Well, that should be our show then. We'll just say Texans are going to lose.
Blah, 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 blah.
Have a good week.
I kind of want to, it really pisses me off when people respond to stuff that they don't watch or read. They just read the headline and then they respond like they're some kind of knowledgeable person. You're an idiot, dude. I'm not going to get into it on Twitter because that's how I get in trouble. But I will say on the air, whoever you are, you're a bleeping idiot. At least watch it and then make your comment.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
To you, I say, hey, man, f*** that. I actually have a really good one for later today. 281 said, Fred, did you see Gronk rocking the turtleneck? Yeah, Gronk probably looked better in the turtleneck than I do.
No one looks better in a turtleneck than you. How dare you?
He's got me on that. Almost every human being does, let's face it. It's just, you know, I still like the turtleneck. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
You know, I got to be honest with you. If I get reincarnated, I want to be an Australian. These people have so much fun. And, yeah, one of these days I'm going to get down there, but I'm going to be too old to enjoy it. Wow, 5:52, long run. Is that what you think of my comments on Australians?
Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Really? Hey, man, bleep that too. Now, I probably wouldn't do this. I'm just going to make this clear.
Make love to a platypus.
I didn't say that.
Did you see that koala died?
Which one?
I forgot his name. He's like a famous koala who got saved from the fire, but then he died anyway.
We all die anyway.
Yeah.
But this
They're saying he's the Australian Harambe.
Oh. Well, somebody killed him?
No. Well,
and he's not a Harambe.
From a bushfire. His name was Lewis.
See, that's more of a tragedy than
that's
a murder.
Lewis.
Looks like every other koala I've ever seen.
Except he looks like he's been burned.
Now, you know those things are mean as hell, right?
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah, they look cute and cuddly. They will rip your face off.
I think anything with the name bear in it, I would avoid in the wild.
Teddy bear, if somebody left a teddy bear out there.
But that's not a real thing.
It's out in the wild. Somebody left their teddy bear in the wild, you're probably okay.
But even like they make it seem like koala bears and panda bears are some kind of friendly animals.
Oh, no. Polar bears, sure, they look great in commercials for soft drinks, but... Yeah, they'll rip you up. And
even like those cute little brown bears that like roll around. And I used to love when I'd go to the Baylor games that back in the old days when they had I don't even think they have a live mascot anymore. But their bear, they used to give it 3 liters of Dr. Pepper. And it would just roll onto its back and drink the Dr. Pepper from the 3 liter. And it was like, oh, that's the cutest thing ever. But you know, if you found one in the wild, that's not a Dr. Pepper drinking bear. That's like that lives on the flesh of other living mammals.
Right.
And B, it's probably got a mother bear who doesn't want you to play with it. And a mother bear will kill you.
That's why you need to be on that animal fight night.
I guess.
Because there's some pretty good fights between, you know, mothers trying to protect. There was like there was one form of chimpanzees where the females can't breed that often. So if they've got a baby, some of the males will try to kill the baby so that they can breed with the mom.
Hmm.
It's very interesting, I think. Anyway, just to get back to the gym. An Australian tourist, they were in Bali, and he posted they posted this to Facebook, and maybe they shouldn't have. They were both naked, driving around on a scooter, and they drove it into a pool. And the video showed the scooter being pulled from the pool with its engine still working.
Wise guys.
But yeah, there's a picture right there of them naked on the scooter.
All right, they drove into the pool.
Drove into the pool, and of course, he said it was quote an alcohol influence situation.
Yes, this was on my dumbass report yesterday.
Oh, was it?
Well, it didn't make the cut.
Oh, okay, because I don't remember that. Okay, but yeah, it received a negative backlash on Facebook. And he said he owned the scooter as he spent 4 months a year in Bali. So he goes, I'm not too bothered by people saying I'm immature. I just don't want people thinking it's a rental scooter that I'm disrespecting the locals. Received more than 2,400 comments. Many Balinese locals took to the comments to complain about lack of respect. It's his scooter.
Show some respect. Well, but was it his swimming pool?
Yeah, no. That's
the disrespect.
I guess so. We as Balinese people really respect every tourist come to visit our island, but sometimes we aren't respected because this reason. Oh, my. Really?
I mean, that's pretty legit. Don't try. You shouldn't. If someone drove a scooter into my pool, I'd be mad.
And people wonder why Aussies aren't liked in Bali. Well, you know what? Aussies, you can come to America. We like you.
Oi, oi, oi.
You want to drive into the...
Do we like them?
I do.
Maybe you've heard of the wall?
There's no need for a wall because there's an ocean. We already have one.
Yeah, but we should... Well, there's a river.
Is there?
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought they came here via airplane.
Hmm.
So we'd need an air wall.
I'm just saying, let's build it.
Okay.
The whole point is we don't want foreigners here, right?
Is that the point?
That's what I heard.
So no Aussies?
No.
Okay.
So. They're from the South, right?
Well, I know my friends in Canada want to build a wall to keep Americans out.
There's bad hombres there.
Yeah. I don't know. Bad hombres everywhere. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Apparently, Baylor still does have live bears on campus. They have two of them.
Do they drink Dr. Pepper?
It doesn't say that on their website, but it says that they had some big, huge habitat built in 2005 for both the bears and... A thousand people flock to it every day.
That always made my day, the Baylor press box, when I would see that stupid bear pull on that Dr. Pepper. Which, by the way, they did have some Dr. Pepper in the press box, but that would always go fast. And then all that was left was Big Red. And I'll be honest, if you're over the age of 12 and you drink Big Red, there's something wrong with you. You're not even – you're a subhuman. That is –
I'm going to respectfully disagree.
You're in the group. This can't be argued.
Nope, it can be argued.
That is a disgusting kid drink.
Guys, I feel the same way about Dr. Pepper.
No, Dr. Pepper is at least a soda-flavored soda.
It's a poor man's Mr. Pibb. What are you talking about?
No, Mr. Pibb isn't... That's why he couldn't get his doctorate. He's just Mr.
Not my fault.
Other thing they have at Baylor is custard in the press box, which is always nice. Yeah, like frozen custard.
I actually liked Big Red up until I was about 25.
Oh.
But I don't drink any kind of soft drinks now.
You drink Big Red, Aaron?
I never liked it.
Yeah, is it bubblegum flavored? Is that what's the
No, it's
what's the flavoring?
It's like
red flavor.
It's hard to describe. It does have kind of that bubble gum taste to it, but it's supposed to be like punch, I guess. I don't know. But I always liked it. A strawberry, I suppose, is what it is.
See, I could handle Hawaiian punch when I was a kid, but I don't think I could drink... Do they even make Hawaiian punch now?
I don't know. I don't think I could drink it now. I liked it as a kid, too.
That didn't even seem like soda. That was just straight up sugar water. I mean, they didn't even hide the fact that it was sugar water.
The other thing that I used to love is, I don't know, I don't even know what they're called. I think, but they'd be those big jugs of like
I've loved those too.
Grape drink? Whole life.
Oh, grape drink.
Yeah, no.
I thought you meant big jugs.
No, but the like grape drink that's just, it's full of sugar.
Yeah.
I used to love that as a kid.
I think they still make Hawaiian punch. I drink it in college with rum all the time.
Really?
That was my breakfast.
That was always a... Hawaiian when in high school it was like Hawaiian punch and Everclear, which that never goes well for high school students. Never.
It's a spicy cream soda. Is what Big Red is.
Gross.
I like it.
I don't.
So,
I can't believe you're a Big Red defender.
Shame.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't even look at you right now.
Again, I haven't had any of it for probably.
I want you to drink one today.
No.
I'm going to bring one in for you tomorrow to drink.
Well, as long as I can mix it with
rum. Straight.
No.
So. You need to mix it with more sugar?
Well, it needs to be mixed with alcohol. I mean, that's at this point in my life, I'm not drinking anything that I can't mix with alcohol.
Well, I'll bring in some...
Except for energy drinks. And guess what? Guess what we do in Vegas?
Mix them with alcohol.
Yes. So, no, you don't need to bring any of that stuff in. I'm fine.
What do I have here? Ah, that's what I thought. I want to tell you guys about CBDMD. CBDMD.com. Third-party lab-tested, a clean, safe CBD product. And guys, I've been telling you about CBD for a long time. I've loved it before CBDMD was even on board with us. And this is really high quality stuff. Guys, if you work out, if you are a weekend warrior, you just come home from work and you maybe you're out there doing man's work, manual labor, and you're sore at the end of the day, they've got so many products that can help you. At least they've helped me. I can certainly say that. Since I started using CBD Freeze after my workouts, I've never felt better. My recovery time's faster. I've just been on a different level. They've got the oral oils that you can take that I love as well. They've got gummies. They've got the Freeze. They've got the lotions. They've got all different kinds of things you can check out. And to make it easier to see what they can do for you, they've got a discount for us. 20% off your order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975. How did
we let you slip? We never thought we would ever be the couple to get knocked down and buried under the rug.
Listen to your favorite shows on the ESPN975 app. Just search ESPN Houston in your app store.
Oh, hey!
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
I got